poll, more Democrats want to investigate and impeach Trump than fix health care. By Christina Wong on November 2, 2018. A new opinion poll published Friday by The Daily Beast showed that more Democrats want to investigate and potentially impeach President Trump than fix health care after the midterm elections. According to the poll, commissioned by Ipsos for The Daily Beast, Democrats were given five choices of what lawmakers' first priority after the midterm elections should be. The top answer, at 37% of self-identified Democrats, was investigating and potentially impeaching President Trump. The second answer was fixing problems with our healthcare system, at 34%. 13% said immigration reform was a priority, and additional tax cuts and addressing the opioid epidemic came in at 4%. The full results of the exclusive poll were available to subscribers of its 2018 election coverage. Democrat leaders and candidates have tried to steer away from talk of investigating and impeaching Trump ahead of the midterm elections, with polls showing that the majority of Americans oppose impeachment. Instead, they have tried to focus on healthcare leading up to the midterm elections next Tuesday. However, some Democrats continue to go off script. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, listed in an op-ed in The Washington Post last month all the areas into which Democrats would launch investigations. "It's clear that we need a new majority that's willing to hold this administration accountable," he wrote. Democratic leaders have dozens of subpoena requests in hand and investigative leads they want to follow, according to NPR. House Oversight and Government Reform Ranking Member Elijah Cummings, DMD, said he and fellow Democrats have more than 60 subpoenas that Republicans have blocked since Trump's inauguration. "When the subpoenas start coming, they start coming pretty fast and furious," Neil Eggleston, who served as White House counsel for President Barack Obama, told NPR. "Congress puts a lot of pressure on to respond quickly, and it is quite vocal in the press about failure to respond quickly, and so there is a lot of pressure on the White House counsel's office."